Best of North State Now with Dr. Orna Gill.
Good afternoon, Reading. This is Dr. Orna Gill, and you are listening to the Dr. Orna Gill Show. Welcome to KCNR Studios on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, coming through to you with the sounds of women's voices and women's health on Women's Health. I am here with the talented and brilliant Linda Bott, radio hostess extraordinaire, and three very, very special guests, talking about a topic that we don't usually talk about. In fact, it's usually a topic we shove under the rug, we whisper about, we ignore, we deny. And today we're going to roar the word. The word is cancer, cancer in women. And it is important for us to say it, to hear it, to speak it, and to learn about it, because we all can agree that knowledge is power. And as soon as we have this power, we can help one another, and we can fight it, and we can gain control over a process that is, by definition, cells growing out of control. So let's see how we can empower ourselves today. I'd like to take some time to allow our guests to introduce themselves. We have three guests, two in the studio and one calling in, all with cancer. And I'd like you to introduce yourselves, name, age, if you feel comfortable, your cancer, diagnosis, where you are in the treatment, and then we'll go deep into our stories and our messages to our listeners. So please, first to be introduced is Stacy Cairns. Please, Stacy, tell us all about yourself.
My name is Stacy Cairns. I'm 65 years old. I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer in August of this year. I had an extensive surgery down at Davis University for about 11 hours, and I spent a week in the hospital, and they did a salpingo oophorectomy. That was a new word for me.
It's a big one.
Yes. And it's been hell for several months, I'll have to admit. I had no expectations. I had no idea what I was going to be going through. It was recommended that I do a series of six chemotherapies. I had two chemos. I'm going to have the next one next Tuesday. My hair fell out on day 20. And that was more than traumatic for me. And I have a lot of very good friends, but I did have a boyfriend that was in my life, and he left me. And I'm just taking one day at a time. I have a couple rough days with chemo, and then I have good days. Mm-hmm. So I just cherish the good days and get as much done as I can. Mm-hmm. Chemo brain is real, so lists and post-it notes are all over the place. I have to leave notes on my phone. If I'm going into the bedroom to get socks, I have to say socks, and then walk in there and then look at my note, because I forget by the time I get in there.
Wow.
It's that real.
Wow. We're going to talk about how you all found out and learned about your cancer in just a minute. I'd like to have Charlie Carter. Please introduce yourself to us all.
Hi, my name is Charlie Carter. I'm 42. I have a beautiful 24-year-old daughter, 18-year-old son, and a 2-year-old grandson. Thank goodness, because I had two procedures. The first one not as invasive as the second one. It's called a LEAP, and the second, unfortunately, it didn't clear the margins. So I went back to UC Davis and had a radical hysterectomy, which resulted in a vertical incision that went from the pelvic area up past my belly button, which, when the doctor gave me that news, was a real blow because it's my body. Even if I were to cover it up for the rest of my life, which I don't even wear two pieces anymore. So I couldn't put my finger on why exactly that was devastating, but I do have to see myself in the mirror. And when I asked the doctor, what would you do? Because she was giving me choices and empowering me to, you know, have that choice. And it could have been a lower pelvic cesarean type incision or vertical. But I said, what would you do? And she said, if it was my sister or my mother, I would say, do it. Make sure you get it all because you could end up back here. I was diagnosed at the end of June 2019, and doesn't seem like very long ago, but it feels like forever. Because when you're going through so many things that you're unsure of, it's devastating. Because it's not talked about a lot. There's a stigma with cervical cancer that you're out there or fast or had many partners or something. And in my case, that wasn't the case. It was probably brought on very young when I had my daughter, my first child. Because I think Dr. Gill can fact check me or verify that it's a very slow growing cancer. And it takes a long time to develop. So after getting the news that I had cervical cancer, it was rough. I had to tell my kids that I had to be strong. I didn't want them to worry. It was serious enough to be distraught over, but not, I knew the type of cancer it was what would most likely have a good outcome because where the cancer was located was removable. So, a little shaky.
That's okay. That's a very good introduction, actually. And we have another caller. We have a caller on the line who will be joining us for the entirety of our show. Nicole Altshuler is a breast cancer patient right now. I'd like you to introduce yourself, Nicole, to our audience and to our studio right now. Look forward to hearing your story briefly about how old you are and how what cancer you have and, you know, where you are in the process. And a little further down the line in this show, we're going to go through each and everyone's story about how we found out about it and what, you know, what that process was to learn about it and how that's an important part of the message that we're trying to transmit to our listeners, is how you learn and find out about it.
Well, hello. Yes, my name is Nicole. Finding out I do have breast cancer, I'm 34 years old with a toddler, which is difficult even without cancer. And, you know, finding out about my cancer was something completely random and unknown. I'm 6 years away from my first mammogram, and I happened to brush against my breast and found a lump. I was very determined, and I was on top of it when it came to getting a diagnosis, but like any diagnosis, it's crushing. You know, you come to this realization of, wow, I have cancer. And really the little things are the hardest, for me at least. It's not quite the chemo, it's it's the physical things that change, you know, losing your hair, losing your sex drive, losing your energy. It's things that are still, that you can't really comprehend. It's not you, but one can't comprehend. I still can't do it myself. I look in the mirror and I don't even recognize myself, but it's not, you know, it's not just fighting, it's surviving and doing what you have to do because you have to do it. There's no other option. So that's a little story in my little recap.
That's an amazing story, incredible story. We are
about ready to take a break, but I will say, you know, from a person in the room today listening to, you know, there's healing for, I believe, all of us as we tell our stories and share. Many of us, some people don't want to come forward. And I think it's really important to talk about it. So I think they put the bravery cap on all of you today.
Yeah.
And we do have to take a break here on KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. This is the Dr. Orna Gill Show, and you don't want to leave the station. We'll be right back.
This is my fight.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the Craze You'll Crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
This is the best of North State Now with Dr. Orna Gill.
Welcome back, Redding, and our beloved listeners to KCNR Studios, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. You're here with me and Linda Bott and three extraordinary women who are sharing with us all their experiences with cancer. We want to talk about cancer in women because it's a topic that we don't talk about enough, we don't deal with enough, and it's one that we can start to learn about. How do we prevent it? How do we take care of ourselves? How do we ask others to take care of us? And what do we, you know, what expectations do we have of others, and how can they, how can friends and family change their attitudes and learn how to support and not turn away from this disease? So just a couple of quick facts here. The CDC, the Centers of Disease Control, which is a federal agency, states that the most common cancer in women in the U.S. is actually skin, but those are largely easily managed and not as difficult to miss, actually. But the number two is breast cancer, number three lung, four colorectal, five uterine, and then ovarian and cervical subsequent to that. So we're going to talk to our friends in the studio and to Nicole Altshuler. Thank you for joining us from San Diego on the phone. We're going to talk about, yes, thank you, and we're going to talk about how you came to find out what, I mean, I think that Charlie spoke a little bit about what happened. Nicole, you told us a little bit how that happened. Stacy, would you mind to share with us how, what the process that came about that you went through to find out that you had cancer of the ovary?
Well, last August, I was dealing with my parents' estates. Both my parents had died. I thought I was really struggling with depression. I was moving and packing up a lot of boxes and such. I thought I had a hernia. And I had also had a belly all of a sudden, and I have never had a belly. But a long story short, I was doing some yard work, and I got stung by some bees, and so I had to go to the hospital. I was wearing flip-flops, and the nurse said, "How come your feet are so swollen?" And I said, I have no idea. So she said, "Here, pee in a cup." So they did a urine test, and then they came back and said I was having some problems. Then they felt my abdomen and said, "We're going to have to refer you to another doctor." And that's where I met Dr. Orna Gill.
Yeah, and then after that, we went down this very long road. One of the things I wanted to ask everyone in the group is, what were your expectations when you found out? I know everyone was in shock and grief and fearful. What expectations did you have? Which ones were actually the expectations? When were you actually right about what to expect? And when were you wrong about what to expect? Who wants to start here?
Well, I know for me, I had no expectations. In fact, the shock was so overwhelming that there was no capacity to expect anything. Just now, I'm about 3 months in from my diagnosis, am I starting to process and be able to absorb what's actually going on as I'm coming here to the end of my chemotherapy treatment. I don't think anyone can expect this or anticipate it. It changes your life dramatically, so instantaneously that it's, I guess, shocking in itself. So that was my experience. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the other women.
Yeah, who wants to go next? Maybe Stacy, would you like to tell us what your expectations were and how they were met or not met at all?
Boy, I try not to have expectations because that always gets me in trouble. But I was afraid of dying. I mean, that was number one because I'd had cancer before in my 20s. And I'd had surgery, and it was taken care of, and I didn't have chemo, so I thought I had everything licked. A couple years ago, I had a pap smear, and they said, oh, at your age, you don't need to come back. And so I thought I was home free, and that was the last thing I expected, was to have cancer. And I don't know, Dr. Orna told me she was going to hold my hand through the whole thing, and bless your heart, you did. And when I was told I had to go out of Reading to have the surgery, that made my anxiety 10 times worse. And but I have some very good, I have a wonderful daughter and 2 best friends that went down there with me, and they stayed while I had the surgery. It was the most painful experience I've ever had in my life. I can say that beyond. But your mind is wonderful. It forgets the pain. So, and then all of a sudden you kick in and you're alive, and my antigen scores have gone down. I fought chemo. And I remember talking to Orna and crying, saying, I don't want to do this. And she said, well, you survived 6 weeks with a catheter. You can survive anything. So I knew she was right there. So chemo isn't as bad as I expected. It's not good. It's not fun. But I read a book called How to Starve Cancer Without Starving Yourself. And so I cut out a lot of my diet. I fast 2 days before I have chemo, and I fast 2 days afterwards. I have not puked.
Did that really help you, fasting?
Tremendously. The only thing that I have during that time is water, and when I'm hungry, I have coconut oil, MCT oil.
Wow. Okay.
And that controls your hunger pain, and it feeds your brain the fats that you need, and it's made all the difference in the world. The first chemo treatment that I had, I was so sick, and when I got sick, it was, I never did acid, but I always tell everybody I had a bad acid trip because my throat burned. And then when I went to...
Did you ever take the Neulasta shot?
Yeah, reluctantly I did that. They put it on my arm the first, and then I switched it to my stomach so it wasn't as painful. I haven't had any side effects from that other than this week I thought I had chicken pox, and I went back to the doctor, and I just have a rash all over my body. I was kind of hoping I did have chicken pox so I could postpone the chemo. It's amazing.
What type of chemo are you on right now?
Carboplatin and Taxotere.
Yeah, you guys are on the same. You guys are on the same stuff. So just so you know. Yeah.
And I find that when I fast, I feel better. I don't have the nausea. And, ironically, I have gained 10 pounds.
So have I.
Oh, you're awesome.
Yeah.
So have I. But I haven't been able to lose the nausea despite the anti-nausea drugs that I've been given. But I'm still... throwing up. I'm going to try your fasting method.
Yeah, get the book How to Starve Yourself, or How to Starve Cancer Without Starving Yourself.
How to Starve Yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody wants to do that. All right, that's an excellent start to this discussion. And Charlie, would you care to discuss with us how you, so what expectations you had and what expectations were met and which weren't? Or
okay. We should take a break. And when we come back, we'll begin with Charlie.
Okay.
So we're going to take a break. It's the Dr. Orna Gill Show here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. So happy to have you with us here on this Thursday night on North State Now. We'll be right back.
Christmas trees are back at Shasta College. This family favorite is easier than ever with online selection and purchasing, safe and fun animal safari, greetings from Santa, and a goodie bag for the kids, all from the safety and comfort of your car window. All proceeds help out our ag students. One weekend only, November 28th and 29th. Go to shastacollege.edu/treesales and get yours today.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is the best of North State Now with Dr. Orna Gill.
Welcome back, Reading, and to our beloved listeners. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. This is Dr. Orna Gill talking to you on the Dr. Orna Gill Show. We are talking today about cancer in women, and we have the privilege of speaking with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, who is a cancer expert and director of the Pace Cancer Center here. And I wanted to welcome you, Dr. Dhanuka, and thank you for participating and lending us your knowledge and expertise. And can you begin by introducing yourself, telling us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about the advice you can give us and insight you can provide us on women in cancer.
Sure. Thank you for having me. Privilege is mine to be invited on your show, Anna.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I am here in Reading. I practice oncology. I've been here for 14 years, and I work at Pace Cancer Center on Court Street, 2145 Court Street. So I don't know what's the format we are going to follow, if you can, but I'm willing to participate whichever way I can in the program, so we can move forward in this.
Wonderful. So we were just talking to our three guests here in the studio. We have Stacy, Charlie, and Nicole. Mm-hmm. Stacy has ovarian. Charlie has cervical and Nicole has breast cancer. So we're trying to bring forward the stories of how we discovered the cancer and how what messages we give to our fellow women and to all of the women who may be at risk or exposed or in some way not knowing that they have these cancers. And then also we wanted to talk about how the message we want to give to those around people with cancer, how to take care of them, how to react, and how to best support. So from my point of view, my question to you, and I'm going to also ask our guests to ask you questions if possible, how do we detect in ourselves cancer? How do we prevent cancer? Tell us about your the science and philosophy that you have in with regards to these two issues.
In all the three or like general?
Because go ahead.
Specifically one particular cancer, or we are talking general health care?
Let's talk about general health care, and then we can go into more specific ones as you go on.
Okay. So most of the women-related cancers that we see, I kind of like divide it in two groups. General health care that we all can improve in our modifiable factors, and then non-modifiable factors. So modifiable factors is how our living environment changes that can affect us having risk factors for the cancer. Or non-modifiable are something like our genetic makeup, right? Mm-hmm. And to some extent, it can be environmental also. When we are living in a particular area, we are really not able to change the environment around us, then it can become a non-modifiable factor as well. So thinking in those lines, like there are choices we make sometimes, and there are things which we can make a difference in our own life, healthy living. So in general, like GYN cancers are quite a lot affected with the hormonal status of the women.
Yeah.
Right? Especially if we are looking at ovarian and we are looking at endometrial. Cervix, not so much, but those two definitely have linkages to our hormonal status. And so longer women who are having longer hormonal active estrogen age or active ovarian function do run into a higher risk. So early menarche, late menopause, those women would be at a higher risk for that. And when there are certain additional lifestyle changes like smoking, alcohol, those can affect there. Another issue can be like for cervix cancer, especially, and sometimes in ovarian, you can have like risk of having multiple sex partners. That can be a risk factor there. So some of those things we have to keep a watch out and be careful for ourselves. Then the non-modifiable factors are like genetic history, family genetic history. If we know that some other people in our family are having cancers, we should be more vigilant for ourselves and like checking and knowing. Sometimes knowledge is a gift here. So those things would be very helpful as well. And in that situation, early screening and more closer screening would be helpful in preventing those cancers there.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And the screening that we're talking about in the particular cancers that we're examining today, which are breast, ovary, and cervical, mm-hmm. I know some of the breast screening is controversial and certainly didn't really help Nicole very much. Mm-hmm. How do you counsel young women and older women in terms of how to screen for breast cancer by themselves, by their doctors, and then eventually with mammos?
Right. The difficult part is, like in a younger patient, screening actually doesn't help much because of those very, very reasons, because the breasts are dense and mammogram is not able to pick up as early. So sometimes mammogram is not helpful in those cases. And if somebody has a family history or they know more than two members in their family having it or close cousins having it, then they need to be screened from a different criteria. And in those situations, MRI screening are sometimes much more helpful and are actually approved by insurance in, most of the time, if as long as they're able to prove they have a higher risk of genetically getting it.
There's so much we can do for screening.
There isn't, That's the unfortunate part is ovarian cancer, the numbers are not that high, and on top of it, by the time we find it, it's already most of the time advanced.
And what about cervical cancer? How do you screen for that, and how do you prevent that?
Actually, cervical cancer screening has done a lot. Worldwide incidences have reduced. In U.S., the numbers have actually improved a lot. And especially, I think, it's this pap smears that we have been doing. It's one of the screenings that I'm very impressed with, and I think that makes a huge difference for all of us women because of the screening that we are able to do. So the recommended guidelines for this screening, we should follow those, like especially sexually active women. Early on, they recommend any from, 21 onwards to, if I'm remembering it right, it's done every 3 years.
That's correct.
And then subsequently, it is every 5 years after that, right?
Yes, at age 30, you can start every 5 years as long as you get an HPV assay with that.
Right, HPV checking with that. So right. I think those screening really helps, and it identifies high-risk people early on, and then we can monitor them more closely, and that's the way to prevent actually life-threatening cervix cancer.
What do you think about the HPV vaccine, Pramila?
I think it's good. It's actually good, and even though it's not covering everything, but it is the major cancer-causing viruses are actually controlled by. So most of them, those 6, 10, 16, and 18, I think those four are high risk. And out of them, also it's just, I think it's 6 and 10. Yeah, so those two are the more high risk. So as long as we are able to get the vaccine, it definitely helps prevent the high-risk viruses which can cause cancer, though it may not sometimes prevent all of them.
100% true. I think you can get your first dose at 11 or 12 years old,
right.
And those doses are 6 to 12 months apart. If you're older than 15, it's 3 doses within 6 months. And the vaccine is recommended for men and women, children, everything,
right.
Up until the age of 45. We see that cancer HPV-mediated warts, cervical cancer, has gone down 71% in young adults, 40% in women, 86% in teens with HPV.
Yeah, that's wonderful statistics there.
Yeah.
Right there, it shows the benefit of taking them.
Yeah, so that's something that we want to make sure that we use this platform for. Charlene, can you give us a little insight about what happened with your detection and your diagnosis and the message you give to people in order to prevent this?
Yes, definitely.
That's it.
In fact, why I agreed to come on the show. Because I learned that the vaccine wasn't available until 2006. Well, I'm 42, so if I can reach women my age, younger women that haven't had the vaccine yet, I'll be forever grateful for those people who don't have to go through what I went through. But first started having issues when I started bleeding, and it was a few months of that, and I went to my regular primary, and they referred me to a specialist, Dr. Gill, and I found out through a colposcopy, which they take a sample of my cervix, and that I had cancer. So after that, we had a game plan.
Should we take a little break?
Short break. Take a quick break.
A quick break, and we'll come back and gather those thoughts.
Yeah.
And Dr. Danuka, hold on. And, of course, Nicole, hold on. And you're listening to KCNR. We'll be right back with the Dr. Orna Gill Show.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner. Shining Care presents a free webinar entitled Successful Caregiving, December 3rd from noon to 1:30 p.m. with valuable information and support for full and part-time caregivers and family members caring for a loved one. Many people who are giving care to others actually don't consider themselves caregivers when in fact they truly are. Over 78 million people dedicate their time as caregivers for family or a friend in need, and more than 11 million people are caregiving while still caring for children at home. Family caregivers are extremely vital to the safety, health, and well-being of a fast-growing population of older adults. Because of this, Shining Care is inviting you to this free webinar, Successful Caregiving, December 3rd from noon to 1:30 p.m., featuring a Q&A session with experts in the field of caregiving. Now more than ever, it's important to take care of yourself while taking care of your loved ones. Shining Care invites you to sign up now for the free Successful Caregiving webinar at shiningcare.org.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is the best of North State Now with Dr. Orna Gill.
Welcome back. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Dr. Orna Gill. You're listening to the Dr. Orna Gill Show, and we're sitting here with some very honorable and generous people who are sharing with us their experiences and advice with regard to cancer in women. And so we're back from a short break, and we'd like to wrap up the show with a positive message that I want each one of you, if you can find one, to give to the community of people listening to you, women, men, everyone in between. We want to hear from you something positive to take us out of a very dark and painful and serious issue that we all hope to survive together and overcome. I want to start with Stacy, please.
I think the most important thing that I can express is if you know someone with cancer, don't wait for them to ask for help. Don't wait for them to call. Go knock on their door and take an apple or take a bowl of soup or purified water. Just let them know that you care, because it's the hardest thing that I've ever gone through in my entire life.
Mm-hmm. Understandable. Charlie, tell us what you have to tell everyone. Give us a positive.
Basically, just keep up on your screenings. If I would have done that, I probably wouldn't have had such an extensive surgery. It would have been easier to take care of. But also, men have this, and you can get your sons a vaccine. I don't know the age limit, but men can get the vaccine.
45.
Okay. And as far as the stigma, there may be some shame with the HPV and cervical cancer, but I believe around 80% of women have it. And, of course, you know, not naming any names, but down in UC Davis, one of my care providers, even in the room to make me feel more comfortable, said, I have it. So my message would be to don't stop talking. Do not stop talking about it.
That's a beautiful message. And I will actually amplify on that. It's 95% of human beings who are sexually active have had or will have or have HPV. Even 17% of nuns have HPV because it transmits vertically. It goes through the placenta. So, yeah, the stigma needs to be eliminated, okay? Nicole, please talk to us. What do you think? Tell us what you have to say.
Well, I mean, so many important messages have just been portrayed, but I think to not forget about the people around the person with cancer. I know for my husband, it's just as much of a trek. Well, maybe I'm giving him too much credit, but, you know, he has to deal with so much, and so does our family and our mothers, and it's not just about the person with cancer, but helping out the people closest to the person with cancer. I don't know if it's Stacy, but someone mentioned, you know, bringing soup and, you know, water and not waiting for someone to ask for help. It's also providing help to those around someone with cancer.
It makes a lot of sense, and it's a very generous thought for you to think of others in this time in your life. I want to say thank you to everyone in our studio, all of our beloved guests, all of our beloved listeners, to the brilliant Linda Bott and to Dr. Danuka. We appreciate your time and your generous, generous advice, and we will all take note, employ this knowledge, and employ our power.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Dr. Orna Gill Show on 96.5 FM, KCNR, 1460, North State Now.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Auto Limited. You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.